And a happy Thanksgiving to everyone from Mike and Kim here at The Good Stuff. Hopefully, you're enjoying some family and friends, or maybe just a relaxing day without families and friends. Whatever your choice is, we hope you enjoyed the day anyway and say thanks. So we're going to get a few Thanksgiving things for you today here on The Good Stuff. First of all, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is thankful for you going to visitvalentine.com and checking out things to vacation here in the Valentine area. Lots of motel rooms, some Airbnbs. We've got some cabins to rent. We've got lakeshore property. We've got all kinds of things. So
lots of places to put a tent up, too.
That's right. Lots and lots of camping places. Lots of wide open spaces. So check things out and visit down in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And now it's time to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. I love to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. It fits so perfect with my growing up years living on a ranch. Local, national, international livestock industry news. It's all available in Tri-State Livestock News. They want you to be well-rounded, to give you lots of information. They have great stories. They have sales reports, updates. It's all available in Tri-State Livestock News. Check it out. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
I remember many a morning at the ranch with your dad reading the Tri-State Livestock News and a cup of coffee out of the bun coffee maker in there.
Exactly. That's right.
Something for Thanksgiving today sent in by Bruce and Suzanne. An elderly man in Phoenix calls his son in New York and says, "I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough." "Pop, what are you talking about?" the son screams. "We can't stand the sight of each other any longer," the old man says. "We're sick of each other, and I'm sick of talking about this. So you call your sister in Chicago, you tell her," and then he hangs up the phone. Frantic, the son calls his sister, who explodes on the phone. "Like heck they're getting divorced," she shouts. "I'll take care of this." She calls Phoenix immediately and screams at the old man, "You are not getting divorced. Don't do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back. We'll both be there tomorrow. Until then, I'm telling you, don't do a thing." And she hangs up the phone. So the old man hangs up his phone, turns to his wife and said, "Okay," he says, "they're coming for Thanksgiving. They're paying their own way."
That is so funny. He certainly had them figured out, didn't he?
He'd been around them a little bit.
I think so. And it worked out perfect. And how's this? Thanksgiving blessings. This is by Max Coots. "Let us give thanks for generous friends with hearts as big as Hubbard's and smiles as bright as their blossoms. For feisty friends as tart as apples. For continuous friends who, like scallions and cucumbers, keep reminding us we had them. For crotchety friends as sour as rhubarb and as indestructible. For handsome friends who are as gorgeous as eggplants and as elegant as a row of corn. And the others as plain as potatoes and so good for you. For funny friends who are as silly as Brussels sprouts and as amusing as Jerusalem artichokes. And serious friends as complex as cauliflowers and as intricate as onions. For friends as unpretentious as cabbage, as subtle as summer squash, as persistent as a parsley, as delightful as dill, as endless as zucchini, and who, like parsnips, can be counted on to see you through the long winter. For old friends nodding like sunflowers in the evening time, and young friends coming on as fast as radishes. For loving friends who wind around as like tendrils, and hold us despite our blights, wilts, and witherings. And finally, for those friends now gone, like gardens past that have been harvested, but who fed us in their times that we might have life thereafter. For all these, we give thanks." Again, written by Max Coots.
Oh, something to give us to think about here on Thanksgiving.
Mike, let's wrap it up with some controversial Thanksgiving topics that we recommend you avoid.
Oh, that's probably some good advice.
Yeah. So how about your fight with your cousin's boyfriend?
Probably not a good thing to bring up.
I think so. What you think of the current president.
Politics are never supposed to be brought up at that kind of stuff, right?
That's right.
How about the $500 your brother still owes you?
Yeah, don't touch that one. Your newfound atheism?
Not on Thanksgiving, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
How about your petition for gun control?
All your children's amazing accomplishments.
Or how about why your brother isn't married yet?
Oh, yeah, he'll love that. Your sister's children, or lack thereof.
Don't give out parenting advice.
And how'd you change that recipe? A few topics not to bring up this year.
And that's the good stuff.